Good morning. This is a scripture. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for the sake of you Gentiles, surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you, that is, the mystery made known to me by revelation as I of Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. Lord, we are thankful because you have allowed us to be able to gather here today. And you know, we know that you have brought to all of us your word. We pray that what we listen right now, it's coming from your spirit in a way that our lives will be restored and transformed. It is in your name that we pray. Amen. You know, I don't know how many of you enjoy watching mystery movies. Do you? I like mystery movies. I don't like the ones that involve the devil in it. Because usually they put the devil as if he was a comedy and he's not. And I don't like that. However, I love those that are a mystery that is about solving a case. I don't know if any of you watched Bones long ago. I love Bones. I mean, and it was really a nice one. But if you watch it, now they don't have it anymore. They finish it. That was the very last episode. You remember that a lot of this is about discovering things that they didn't see, obviously. And actually, the main actress, a lot of her work was through Bones. Find those mysteries. And always at the end of that, they have this happy ending, right? In this. You wish that's how life will be in everything, right? And in every case that we have. But that word and that sense of mystery is something that is part of our human nature and is part of the things that we celebrate. And precisely this Sunday is a Sunday of mystery because that's what the word epiphany means in many ways. We say it's a moment of sudden revelation, a poignant, sudden, profound understanding. You see, one of the things that happens for us as Christians is that we do not finish our celebration of Christmas in December 24 and 25th. Actually, for Christians, we keep that until this Sunday, that is Epiphany Sunday. It's an amazing Sunday to celebrate. And it is in this Sunday when we realize about what is this mystery of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, not always mystery involves something negative. Mystery is just that fact of discovering. I'm going to show you one little boy who discovered something amazing because he couldn't see, but then when he was able to see, he discovered great things around him.
Hi, honey.
Oh,
hi, honey. Hi, lovey. Aww. Honey. Aww. Sweetie.
It's mom.
Hi, lovey. Hi, sweet boy. Hi, sweet boy.
Isn't that beautiful? You know what's wonderful about that video is that I noticed that probably the little boy was used to the voice of the mom, but never how she saw. But it's almost this set with now what he's looking at. That is exactly about this mystery of Epiphany. And one of the ways we have learned about this mystery and what it means is precisely by these guys that we call the wise men. Well, this is probably one of the favorite stories that we hear and we share with children about wise men. We call them sometimes three, although nowhere in the scripture talks about three. There were three presents, but we don't know how many wise men. Some of them call them like if they were magicians, because that's the word that they use in the original. But in many ways, that same word was used as a people who were wise, astrologers. We have a lot of things about these guys. For sure, they were men. Because if they were women, the presents would be very different. You see, you have this little baby. You won't bring like gold and frankincense and myrrh. For sure will be like diapers, you know, and then formula. I mean, other ways to go. But we accept they were wise men. They had good intention. But one of the main roles that they had is who they were more than what they brought. The bringing of stuff had a meaning. But who they were coming, that was what was incredible. These guys were able to do that matching too. They were matching about, you know, there is something different happening here. We see this star. This has a meaning that we need to follow. And they matched what they knew with these things that were uncertain and in mystery, and they put them together, and they taught us, all of us, something very important. And this mystery is what Paul talks to us in the book of, in the letter of Ephesians. As we all remember, the letter of Ephesians is a letter for y'all. Remember, everything here is about all of us. So what he's telling us is the mystery is that through the gospel, this is amazing for all of us. The Gentiles are what? Heirs together with Israel, number one. Second, members together of one body. And third, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. It is Paul the one who helped us to see how all of this mystery that we have called the gospel, it was not just given for a group of people or of a specific culture, but for who? For everyone. And let me tell you guys that unless you are Jewish in here, the fact that this mystery is for all of us, we are all blessed and we are part of that blessing. We are receiver of that blessing. So the mystery in here is in those three aspects that we say, is that we become heirs. The scripture says, this mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel. I want you just to think about how did that sound for the Ephesians. At that point, the only people who were thinking that were going to be blessed by the Messiah and the presence of this Messiah were the Jewish. And for a little bit of the beginning of the church, there were a lot of confusion by some of them. They were thinking, if you want to come to my faith, if you want to be able to be receiver of this love of Christ, you need to be one like us as a Jewish. And they were pushing some of the Christians that they needed to do some of the different things of the Jewish tradition, like circumcision. But here we find Paul, and Paul is coming and telling something very different to them. And what he's saying is that because of the way God is talking to all of us, and because of the love of God is not just for a group of people, everyone is included. Everyone is part of this story. So it is the same for all of us. It is the blessing that we receive by becoming the child of God, regardless of whatever the culture is for all of us. I love that in this mystery, at the beginning, Ephesians, he says, in him we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what we have also as an inheritance. So for all of us that are here, and the good news that we share to others is that you and I have the opportunity to find that forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what's your cultural background. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. But that matching of the love of Christ to you is something that we all receive. And you see, in this kind of world where we are, these are the good news for all of us. The opportunity that you and I have a life that could have gone in one direction, but through the power of God and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the opportunity to take that life, be restored, and have an opportunity of a new life through Christ. Let's not take that for granted. Let that be something that we celebrate on year 2019. So whenever in this year you feel strong in your faith and you say, I was able to overcome a sin, I was able to overcome a challenge, celebrate that in the name of Jesus and give him thanks because the Holy Spirit was there. But if there are moments in your faith during 2019 where you feel that your faith is shaken, have you been there? When there are times that you say, God, I'm not quite sure right now if you and I are in the same channel. It happens to all of us, including pastors. There are times when I need to say to God, God, can you in this moment nicely shout to me in Spanish? Because I'm not getting this. You know, I really need your presence. I know you are real. I know that you are a God who has created and is evidence in these things and in everything I see that you are real. But right now I need you to be real in my own story. So I pray that during 2019, you don't take for granted the opportunity that you and I have to come to God and say, Lord, be also that God of those difficult chapters of my own story. We have that opportunity. And in him, we are all looked as equal. I have a great friend in seminary. And his name is Mike. Is Mike over there. I call him the Orange Man. because every time I saw him, he was wearing something orange. I don't know why. And I saw he's an excellent pastor in the Methodist Church, and he married up for sure. His wife is beautiful. And I was looking at him in some of his Facebook pages, and I knew he had two kids. And then he started talking about these other two children. But if you didn't see the children, the way he spoke about them, you can sense that he loves all these children the same way, that he has invested in these children in the same way, that he actually cares for each of them and knows them so well in the same way. But when you look up there from Ethiopia, the very last boy, who's, I think, one of the cutest things you can see in life, they struggled with the adoption. I don't know exactly what happened, but in the moment that they got there to do the adoption, something happened with the country that they were not allowing him to take the child away. But he fought. He fought for that. He didn't sleep for several nights. He asked everyone in his church and everyone he knew for prayers so he could bring that child to the family. And after a long journey, you can see the family together. This is the picture of last year. But you see, what touched me about Mike is that he enjoys being a father of these kids in equal way. Now, the children are not the same. The love that he gives to his children is the same. But he understands who they are, their personalities. The respect he has for their children is amazing. And he makes me think in the way the Lord Jesus Christ loves each of us. You see, he's aware who we are different, how we are different. But the love that he has for you and for me is the same. And he looks at us as all of us, we are his children. We are equal in his eyes. We have the same value and same love. He comes to us and he pursues us and he comes and expresses his love in a way that each of us we will understand. That's the Lord that we have. But you see, we're receiving this for a purpose too. This mystery is also that we all become servants. The scripture says we are members together of one body. What it means is we are all capable to be part of that body of Christ that can serve in this world. Now, I want you to see that anytime that you're reading in this section of Ephesians, and especially when it's talking about the characteristics of the Christians, it's in something that in grammar you call passive voice. You know what is that? Passive voice. For me, that's the way Mexican people we talk. We talk in passive voice in a lot of things. We don't say, I throw the microphone. You say, the microphone fall. You know, and it's kind of funny. Sometimes I sense the teenagers do that a lot. Like, how did this happen? Well, it just fall. Yeah, and I say, the chupacabras came and took it, or what is it? You know, it's never their fault. It's always something surrounding the universe that makes them do something wrong, right? Unless it's just happening to my children, and if that's the case, I need to talk to you in the entrance and explain me what's happening. But what we can see here is that it's very intentional in Paul, who's a very good writer, to put this in a passive voice. Because his intention is to say, all what we are as servants, all what I'm doing about the gospel is not something that I earn or I look for or I found out. It's something I'm receiving as a gift from the Holy Spirit so I can share with others. That's the same thing with all of us. If we're capable to be servants of God, it's because of what God is given to us, and through that we're equipped to be able to make a difference in the world. And at this year, my guys, and my family of the Corinth, 2019, there is a point when we need to make a difference between being humble and the kind God is using you. And another one is when we want to deny or recognize the characteristics and the gifts that God has provided and give to you. So in 2019, we cannot come to the place of saying, you know, I don't think God can use me. I don't think I'm a person that has all the characteristics to be able to be used by God. We cannot accept that. If you have a relationship with the Lord of Jesus Christ, if you understand that you have been adopted by the Lord, you are gifted. Not because of how wonderful you are, even though you are wonderful. It is because of, as we are talking in here, you are in a passive voice. You are a receiver of God's mercy, a receiver of gifts, so that you are empowered to serve. And right now, my brothers and sisters, there are so many places and opportunities where we can serve the Lord. And I'm not just talking about what we do here at church. I'm talking where you are. Remember, we do this as a consequence of the relationship with Christ. I have told you before this story. When Jesus was going to serve and was going to wash the feet of the different disciples, many times when we read the scripture, we talk about it as a servant scripture, that the main point in here is the humbleness of Jesus. But it's deeper than that. And I remember that this was pointed to me by a professor in seminary where I was complaining about, I didn't want to go and help people because they were not liking me. They were not opening the door for me, and they were just rude to me. And I was just in this poor moment of, oh, poor Mexican, she needs more tacos and chile to be happy, you know. And then the teacher just looked at me and he's like, okay, go and read what the scripture says in that section. When Jesus came and washed the feet of the disciples. And I was thinking, oh, he wants me to have a lecture about humbleness. No, that scripture starts saying, when he remembered that he was going back to the Father, he took this towel and washed the feet of the disciples. When he remembered that he was going back to the Father. The reason we are able to serve is not because of our humbleness. The reason that we're able to serve is because we remember that we're connected to the mighty Father. We remember that our life has a value in here, but the mighty value of our life comes because of that relationship with the mighty Father. We remember that we are here just for a little bit, but that wonderful relationship with the mighty Father is eternal. And that's why we are able to serve. So in 2019, during these weeks, during this month of January, pray for God so he can give you that wisdom and discernment to know what is exactly that gift and tool that God is giving you so you can serve in the body of Christ. And the last thing is that we all become sharers. I don't know how to say that word. Say it to me.
Sharers.
That one. We all become
sharers.
All right. So the scripture says in here, his intent was that now, through the church, that's who? Who's the church? All of us, right? Not the building. You don't move the building. You cannot move buildings, just in certain occasions. But you can move the people. That's all, y'all. So, in his intent was that now, through the y'all, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities where? In the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know what's really awesome of this scripture? You know that we're talking about God's wisdom. And God's wisdom is not just one dimension. It's really multidimensional. You're talking about that through God's wisdom, you can see little things in creation as well as universes that we are not even aware of how big they are. It is through his wisdom that we find that God capable to do miracles. At the same time, is this God capable to do great things of challenging us to grow. But what's very powerful of this wisdom is that your life and mine, according to the scripture, we are a testimony of his wisdom, not just to the world, but even to heavenly realms, even to angels, and even to the devil. Have you ever seen yourself as a person who says, just by being you, you are manifesting God's wisdom? You realize how powerful it is? When you understand the value of your life, you are a manifestation of God's wisdom. If you are aware of that, how are you going to live your life? How are we going to choose to say, how am I going to spend my brain, my heart, my emotions, my relationships? To who am I going to depend to grow in becoming that wisdom of God? Not just for what we see, but also to what we do not see. You and I are that wisdom of God. This also connects with something that really touched me from the Pope that he just said a few days ago. He says, like the Magi, we also raise our gaze to the heavens. Only in this way we will be able. So I want you that through this, that invite us to walk the path of goodness. So I want you that through this time in 2019, let's all we remember that we are that manifestation of God's wisdom, that we are part of the body of Christ, and that we all have the opportunity to be children of God to transform this world. So when we come to this communion, remember your value. Allow the Spirit of God move in your life, and let's all be empowered to new things and new stories in this year. Amen. Because on the night when the Lord Jesus Christ, he was gathering with his disciples, he took the bread and he broke it. And he shared it with all his friends and he said, take, eat. This is my body that is broken for you and for many. Do this in remembrance of me. And after the supper was over, he took the cup and he shared that also with his disciples and he said, take, drink. This is my blood that is poured out for you and for many. Do this in remembrance of me. For the longest time, you and I were strangers to the Lord. But it is through the power of his love that we became part of his children. Perhaps there has been many times in our stories that we feel empty, with no meaning. But it is through the power of God's love that we become children and our life bring meaning. So let's come to this communion, receiving the blessings of the Lord. I'm going to invite the ushers to come forward.